Peter. There was no answer, only silence on the radio, not even static now. Peter? Answer me. Peter! Are you there? Nothing. Dead. Kenner waited a few moments. There was no answer from Evans. The first drops of rain splashed on Kenner's windshield. He rolled down his window and threw his radio away. It bounced on the pavement and went into the grass on the other side of the road. Kenner had gone another 100 yards down the road when a bolt of lightning crashed down behind him on the opposite side of the road. It was the radios, all right. Somebody had gotten to the radios. In D.C.? Or in Arizona? It was hard to know for sure, and at this point it didn't matter. Their carefully coordinated plan was now impossible to carry out. The situation was suddenly very dangerous. They had planned to hit all three rocket arrays at the same time. That would not happen now. Of course, Kenner could still hit his array. If Sun Jung were still alive, he might get to the second array. But their attack would not be coordinated. If one of them were later than the other, the second rocket team would have been informed by radio and would be waiting with guns ready. Kenner had no doubt about that. And Sarah and Evans were either dead or unable to function. Their car was broken down. Certainly they would never make it to the third array. So, just one rocket array taken out. Maybe two. Would that be enough? Maybe, he thought. Kenner looked at the road ahead, a pale strip under dark skies. He didn't think about whether his friends were alive or not. Perhaps all three were dead. But if Kenner didn't stop the storm, there would be hundreds dead. Children, families, paper plates in the mud, while the searchers dug out the bodies. Somehow he had to stop it. He drove forward into the storm. McKinley. Monday, October 11th, 11:29 a.m.
Mommy, Mommy, Brad hit me. Mommy, make him stop.
All right, kids. Bradley, how many times do I have to tell you? Leave your sister alone. Standing to one side of McKinley Park, Trooper Miguel Rodriguez of the Arizona Highway Patrol stood by his car and watched the picnic in progress. It was now 11:30 in the morning, and the kids were getting hungry. They were starting to fight. All around the park, barbecues were going, the smoke rising into an ever-darkening sky. Some of the parents looked upward with concern, but nobody was leaving the park, and the rain hadn't started here, even though they had heard the crack of lightning and the rumble of thunder a few miles to the north. Rodriguez glanced at the bullhorn resting on the seat of his car. For the last half hour, he had waited impatiently for the radio call from Agent Kenner, telling him to clear the park. But the call hadn't yet come, and Agent Kenner had given him explicit instructions. Do not clear McKinley Park before he was given the word. Trooper Rodriguez didn't understand why it was necessary to wait, but Kenner had been insistent. He said it was a matter of national security. Rodriguez didn't understand that either. How was a damn picnic in a park a matter of national security? But he knew an order when he heard one, so Rodriguez waited, impatient and uneasy, and watched the sky. Even when he heard the Weather Service announce a flash flood advisory for the eastern counties, from Kayenta to Two Guns and Camp Payson, an area that included McKinley, Rodriguez still waited. He could not know that the radio call he was waiting for would never come.